Yeah, baby, what's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, check it out. TikTok, what would you do if they shut it down? What would you do if they shut your TikTok down, huh? And also, there's a new law in Florida coming from your favorite Floridian. I'm going to break it down for you. Check it out, man. Yo, anybody listening for the first time from TikTok, man, just get in the comment section on TikTok and, let me know what you're doing, you know, what's going on with it, man. Oh, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be right there. But in the meantime and in between time, I'm over her. And I really don't care what the hell I'm talking about, y'all. Let's go. Excuse me, I'm a little parched. Oh, no. I forgot I had that on. Ooh. All right, here we go. Fade that out a little bit. Yo, check this out. TikTok. What would you do if they shut your TikTok down? I mean, I was just wondering how many people on TikTok actually repurpose their content. You know what I'm saying? From the crowd that I'm in on, there's a lot of beat makers, dope as hell, singers, songwriters, and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I wonder, it's a very interesting space over there. I actually started my TikTok in 2020. I did 3 videos. I was like, man, and at that in particular time, I kept getting this weird shit, man. I got political people, debaters, and, you know, masturbators, and, well, not, come on, cut it out, you know. And I'm like, yo, I'm not interested in this shit. Why does it keep coming across my feed, man? You know what I'm saying? And those were the people reaching out to me. I'm like, no, I'm not here for that, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a time and place for shit like that, but not here. I'm not into that. But anyway, nevertheless, the reason why I came back to TikTok, because I was on the app called Wisdom. And I was so mad at the last show that I did over there. I did Digital Flowers, which is another show that I do. You know what I'm saying? So I was doing Digital Flowers. I had Red Sable, the Guru Warrior. DJ Lala couldn't make it, but she's part of the crew. And I also had Blunted Teddy from Canada. So I got people from New York, Canada, California. You know, we're on multi-platforms. And the audio was trash. You know what I'm saying? Oh, maybe it's your equipment. That's a possibility. So I always troubleshoot, you know what I'm saying? Get myself a sound check and everything before I come on the air. So how can I say that? That's a bunch of bullshit. But anyway, it's a good thing due to the simple fact that I said, let me go back to TikTok. And I just started, you know, making TikTok videos or ticking and talking or whatever the fuck it is you do over there. But seriously, though, I've been meeting some cool people over there, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, it is what it is. I mean, you know, they all got the goddess on mute, you know, for some bullshit. Some other kids stole her shit and tried to go viral off of it, you know, that type of shit. A lot of that going on over there. Getting your views stuck at 300, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's not, for me, it's not about the views and the likes and all that. It's about the engagement. My thing is, the average attention span over there on TikTok now is the 7 second algorithm. It was the 15 second, and heaven forbid if you do a minute video. Oh my, what? You did a whole 60 seconds? What the hell is wrong with you? But you know me, my average video is going to be at least a minute. You know what I'm saying? Now, you have content on there that's over a minute, you know what I'm saying? Or close to a minute. Some go for quite some time, over a minute, you know what I'm saying? But those are content creators that have been doing it for a while, and they know how to capture your attention. So that's what I'm working on. Straight minute, maybe minute and a half. So in a platform like that of the 7 second and 15 second algorithm, if I do a whole minute and people that follow me come by and check it out, give me a like, that's cool. And shout out to everybody that's following me. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's a vibe, man. I like to make videos anyway. That's why I haven't been doing a podcast in a while. But yo, thank each and every one of y'all for coming back and checking me out, man. You know what it is, man. You know I wasn't going to be gone for too long. But anyway, with that being said, yeah, there's all these rumors about, they're going to shut TikTok down, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop, whatever. Now, from the people that I follow and the people that follow me and the people that I see on your For You page, I'm going to say it's about a good, to be honest with you, about a good 30%. This is just from my analytics, you know what I'm saying? They're really multi-purpose their content, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you're up there at a certain spot, certain level to where you can make money on TikTok and you're doing it, I don't understand why that's your only platform. You know what I'm saying? But don't get me wrong. If you're doing it, you're doing it. But just try to spread that shit out. You know what I mean? Because you never know what's going on. Yeah. Like the main TikTok, I was looking at what they were doing in China as far as Africa is concerned. Man, they're doing some horrendous shit over there, man. Like, you can check it out on the search engine. I'm not even going to give them the light on this platform. But anyway, yeah, so, like I said, if you're on TikTok, you came over here to check out the podcast, man, listen. Get in the comment section, let me know what it is that you're doing to spread your content out more.
Quiet on the set, quiet on the set. Cybershot podcast. Take one. Take one. Lights. Lights. Camera. Lights. Camera. Action.
All right. All right. I'm not gonna hold y'all.
Quiet
too
on
long.
The set.
Quiet on the set. Apparently, I'm not gonna hold y'all too long. But check this out. There's a new flaw. A new law out in Florida. Check it out. Now, this has been going on since the kickers first came out. And, the late 80s, yeah, 87, 88. Now, there's a new noise pollution law in Florida. If you can hear your music, you know what I'm saying, from 25 feet away, you're going to get a $125 ticket. So you mean to tell me if I'm in the Cybermobile and I'm coming by like... I am not a rapper. I am a master storyteller. I just the other day told myself we're gonna drink no more. Looking in my rear view, heading to the liquor store. The people behind me, I know they running my tags. Everything's legit, so I mash the gas. As he drove right past me with this narcissistic look on his face. Groovy, pull out my cell phone, record, put it on TikTok. Groovy.
This is how we funk it down. We gon' keep it funky now.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious right now? A noise pollution ticket, man? Look, listen. The only way I think that someone should get a noise pollution ticket is if their trunk is rattling. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your trunk is rattling, that means you didn't take the time to insulate the shit, to get your speakers right, and just get that nice, clean, crisp bass. Boom. You know what I mean? That boom. Now, here's what the problem really is. This is what the problem is. When you hear that bass and it moves your organs around, you know what I'm saying? That bass, you can feel your heartbeat. Now, that offends a lot of people. But for some people like me, if you put up a lot of bass and I'm sleeping, I'm going to get in a deeper sleep. I'm going to get deep into my REM sleep because I love that sound. You know what I'm saying? But this is the deal, really. It's targeted towards young melanated people. That's all. I guarantee you, if you were playing some, some Waylon Jennings, some old school Willie Nelson, hell, the Judds. What the hell do I know about country music? I'm just saying, I guarantee you, you will not get a ticket. You know why? Because that bass is not in there. That bass is not dropping. So once again, it's a new situation out here in Florida. Now, there's no way in the hell you're going to give all these people tickets. You know what I'm saying? There's no way in the hell you're going to give all these people tickets. Now, I'm looking at it like this. If you if you're going to do a noise pollution ticket, right? What about all these people in these Honda Civics? Shout out to everybody with the Honda Civic. You put the money in it. That noise is way more irritating and more louder than bass any day of the week, man. You know what I'm saying? So this is just a way to make more money in Florida. You know, this is just another scam. I'm gonna give it 3 months before they're not even gonna pay that shit any attention. I'm telling you, man, you're gonna be pulling so many people over back to back to back to back to back. Meanwhile, you got criminal activity going on and you're worried about somebody playing some music. Are you serious? Now, we get it. Most of the young people, you know, they out there smoking blunts and doing their thing when they're driving with the loud music. Now, with that being said, you're being targeted. So if you stand in Florida, man, just chill out, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it at a nice little bounce. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice little mellow vibe. You dig? Yeah, I might get a ticket. Yeah, I'll probably end up getting one. Yep, sure will. I'll be like, what happened? I can't hear you.
They call me.
Oh, shit, man.
Cyber shot.
On some real shit. What the hell? Did not mean to do that.
More fire.
It's going down, though, baby.
Hey, yo.
What you really gonna shit. Do when it's going down?
Cyber. One.
You can be around.
Bro. Ducks.
It's going down.
And it is. Yeah.
What
here
you
we
really
go.
Gonna do when it's going down? Will you be around?
What you really gonna do
when it's going down?
What you really
gonna
do
when it's going down?
It's going down, baby, in the FLA, in the Sunshine State, baby. And yo, check it out. Thank you for about 11 minutes of your time. You know what I'm saying? Just getting back into it. But check me out on TikTok, man. Let me get them 1,000 followers so I can go live. You know what I'm saying, man? Come on, man. Y'all can pull up to the live, chop it up with me. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But that's the new goal. And shout out to Red Sable, DJ Lala, the Guru Warrior, Blunted Teddy, Digital Flowers. Yep. Hopefully we'll be back next week, man. It's rough out here, man. Hurricane season, man. Everything raining and storming, power outages. Yeah. But anyway, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for stopping by. You dig? And with that being said, without no you, there would be no me, which equals we. 1,000 blessings on your endeavors. And I am up out of this bitch. We go.